Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, Wednesday the 6th of February, Rabbi Shmuel Wolf, one who forgets Yalla V'Yovoi on Rosh Chodesh, Mincha.
So the question is, old Shaila, Bemis is a big machlokes Rishonim. If someone on the second day Rosh Chodesh, he forgot.
One day Rosh Chodesh.
And he forgot to say Yalla V'Yovoi Mincha. Yeah, so what's the shayla? So we know the halacha is if you forget Yalla V'Yovoi, you got the damage from Esther again. And what will be if you only remembered after Nacht? It's now Nacht, and he remembered, oy vey, I forgot Yalla V'Yovoi, he probably wasn't paying attention in Chazon HaShatz either, it's in the Chap. So now you remember, oy vey, I forgot to say Yalla V'Yovoi in Mincha, go do Tashlumin. The problem is, as the Tashlumin Shmonesra is going to do with Mariv, which is already after Rosh Chodesh, he's not going to say Yalla V'Yovoi anyway. So is there a point in saying the Shmonesra again, that Shmonesra again? Vishleima, a normal Shmonesra, is going to repeat the Shmonesra. But here, the whole reason he's repeating the Shmonesra is because he needs to say Yalla V'Yovoi again. No, and he's not going to say Yalla V'Yovoi because it's already after Rosh Chodesh. You can't say Yalla V'Yovoi again after Rosh Chodesh. That's the Shaina which Rishonim deal with. But Emes says it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Tosfos in Brochus, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos Shita is, Taka, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei again. Why? Like we said, because the whole tachlis is in order to say Yalla V'Yovoi, and he's not going to say Yalla V'Yovoi anyway, but the Shem, he already forgot it, he's missed it, too bad.
That's Shita. Forget it?
Pardon?
He forgot
Yalla V'Yovoi in his Shemoneh Esrei in Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. And now he's coming Motzer Rosh Chodesh, and he's remembered he's got to do the Tashlumin. So now he's got a problem, he's not going to repeat the Yalla V'Yovoi anyway, because it's after Rosh Chodesh. So the Shaila is there any point? It's Tosfos Shita is, there's absolutely no point in doing the Shmoneh Esrei again, because he's not going to repeat Yalla V'Yovoi. However, the Rosh in Brochus brings the Chachmei Provencia. The Chachmei Provencia's Shita is that you do have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. So our Shaila, he forgot Yalla V'Yovoi Mincha, he remembered he's got to do Tashlumin, so he does two Marivs, even though he doesn't say the Yalla V'Yovoi. So Machlokes or Rishonim. What's the rationale, what's the lomdus behind the Machlokes? Is very well known in Achronim, the Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler in Brochus, in Siman Tef Zayin, and the Zichron Shmuel from Shmuel Ozoski in Siman Chof Beis. They both say the same Shaila. Make a Chakira out of it. What's this din? If you miss out Yalla V'Yovoi, what's the din? What's the gedder? And therefore you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Is the pshat that when a person davens Shmoneh Esrei on a Rosh Chodesh and he misses out Yalla V'Yovoi, it's because he has to say Yalla V'Yovoi today, it's hastenish gedavend. It's like it's not davened. It's like you missed out, even if you miss out a bracha for Shmoneh Esrei. You're not yotzer. He didn't daven. So you miss out Yalla V'Yovoi on Rosh Chodesh, you haven't davened. So of course you've got to daven again. He hasn't davened. Or do we say no? Of course it's a tefillah. He davened Shemoneh Esrei. He davened the whole Yud Tes Brochus. Avada, it's a Shemoneh Esrei. Wasn't it? But he hasn't said there's a takana on Rosh Chodesh. You have to say Yalla V'Yovoi in tefillah. The reason he's got to repeat it is because he has to say Yalla V'Yovoi. So therefore he says the whole Shemoneh Esrei again in order to say the Yalla V'Yovoi. But that doesn't mean to say his first Shemoneh Esrei wasn't a Shemoneh Esrei. His first Shemoneh Esrei was a Mincha. And his Yotze Mincha. He was Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei Mincha. Well, he hasn't said Yalla V'Yovoi. Therefore, Chazal on the second, he has to say it daven again in order to say Yalla V'Yovoi. That's the second Shaila. The first side is no. If you miss out Yalla V'Yovoi, you're posher, not davened. Just like if you miss out Mogen Avrom, or you miss out Ala Tzadikim, or you miss out another one, it's Hasnish Gedavent. That's the Shaila. Yes, then Afkimin will be this Nakuda. If you'll take on, as is not called davened, so I didn't daven Mincha. It's as good as if you forgot Mincha. If you didn't have Mincha at all. Right. You forgot Mincha, you're busy, and it was a quick day, short day, a meeting, and you forgot Mincha. And what's that? Tashlumin. a double mariv. Here, if we didn't say Yalav Yavoi, it's as good as forgetting and forget Yalav Yavoi. It's like forgetting Mincha, because he missed out Parsha Shemoneh Esrei. He hasn't davened again. Regardless of the fact that he's not going to get the Yalav Yavoi in the second Shemoneh Esrei, it's irrelevant. He hasn't davened Mincha. He's got to davened again. Or no, if you'll say Be'emes he has davened Mincha, just he missed Yalav Yavoi, and if he's repeating it for the Yalav Yavoi, says Tosfos, if you're repeating it for Yalav Yavoi, there's no point if you're going to end up without a Yalav Yavoi in your marriage. What's the point? That's the chayra, the stodim of the shayla. Is the mincha, was the mincha that you davened without Yalav Yavoi a mincha just sans Yalav Yavoi, without Yalav Yavoi? Or no, does a nishkeven ke mincha? Nafkemen will be with you. That's the chayra machin zirin. Just as an aside, this whole shayla is only in the case, for example, of Yalav Yavoi. However, what would you say? Very interesting shayla in the Rishonim. You know, we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We say the Shemoneh Esrei has got seven brachas. Normally, it's Yud Ches brachas, Yud Ches brachas. We call it Shemoneh Esrei, because it's 18 brachas actually, 19th one the Benam Hashinim. But that's a normal day. Shabbos, Yom Tov, the din is that you say seven brachas. We made it shorter. You just say the first three, the last three, and one in the middle. Rosh Hashanah, on Musaf Rosh Hashanah, there's nine brachas, because we've got Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar, so we've got to do nine brachas. It's interesting, the Rosh in brachas brings down that at the time of the Ge'onim, and they say the Ge'onim sat from the got the Makabel from Rabbon and Savaroi, who were Makabel from the Rabbon Amaroi, who sat in the Beis HaMikdash of Rav Ashi. And they used to say, but only the Shliach Tzibur, only the Chazan, said nine brachas. The rest of the Tzibur said seven. So the whole Malchus Chayim Shofar was left for the Chazan to do. Everybody else, you know, these language Shemoneh Esrei wasn't so long. They had a normal Yom Tov Dikur Shemoneh, or Rosh Hashanah Dikur Shemoneh Esrei was Musav as well, down the rest. And just the Chazan did the whole nine brachas. The Rosh said, I don't understand, and the Ramban is works trying to explain this, that's how he explains it, is the Rosh said, I don't understand, if the Takana of Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah is nine brachas, how can you get away without any brachas? You're missing out a bracha. Says the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, he says, here, even Tosus will agree. Even Tosus says, you don't have to, when you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, if you miss out Yalav Yavoi, you don't say Yalav, you don't, and you missed it out. If you got Yalav Yavoi Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, then the next night you don't daven again, because there's no point, because no, you can't repeat the Yalav Yavoi. That's because, like we said before, it was a Shemoneh Esrei without a Yalav Yavoi. But if you miss out a bracha, he says there's nine brachas. The Takana of Rosh Hashanah in Musav is nine brachas. You don't have to Malchus Chayin Shofar. If you miss out one of them, or you miss out two of them, that's Nishkin Shemoneh Esrei. It's the Kuli Alma you're going to have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you're missing the Shemoneh Esrei. That's our rate. So Shmuel Rozovsky says, wonderful, well, we'll find a very cute shayla, a manifestation of this shayla. The halacha is that whenever we have a suda of chiyuv, that, for example, a suda Shabbos or a suda Yom Tov, then if you bench, you've got to say Ritzei Yalav Yavoi, but the difference is that if you miss Ritzei Yalav Yavoi, you've got to repeat it again. If you miss Ritzei Shabbos, you miss that Ritzei, you've got to daven, you've got to bench again. Yeah, on Yom Tov, you miss out Yalav Yavoi, you've got to bench again. There's a Rikvega, the very famous Shuva, the first Shuva Rikvega, and Shazar Shuva Rikvega, by Noshim, on Noshim Mechuyev, it's a mitzvah station of Angroma Yom Tov, on Noshim Metzuvah, in the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov. And if they're not, then it could be if you miss out Yalav Yavoi in benching, you have to say it again. But if your wife misses out Yalav Yavoi in benching, she doesn't have to say it again. That's a famous Shaila in Rikvega. However, so you've got someone, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so in Ben, sorry, Shabbos Yom Tov, apologies. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the halacha is you've got to say in your benching, because you've got a chi of Sudim, it's at Shabbos, same as say, a chi of Sudim, it's at Yom Tov, you've got to say Yalav Yavoi. Okay, so his first benching, this fellow, he wasn't concentrating, and he missed out on the say, but he said Yalav Yavoi. Okay, probably more likely to be the other way around, but whatever, yeah? He remembers it, say, but he forgot Yalav Yavoi. Let's do it that way around. He forgot Yalav Yavoi. His second took the bench again. In the second benching, he forgot the other one. Yeah? So this guy's a bit of a, yeah? Right? Some of us can identify him, though. That's for sure. Yeah? That he forgot. Because his first benching, he forgot, let's say, so he benched again. Second benching, he forgot Yalav Yavoi. Well, yes, well, Right? So Shmuel Lofsky says, beautiful. He says, it'll depend. If you're going to tell me that benching without a Ritzei, benching without a Yalo Yavoi, is not a benching on Shabbos, the benching is with Ritzei. You missed out Ritzei in Nishkan benching. Yom Tov benching is with Yalo Yavoi. You missed it out in Nishkan benching. So he's going to have to do a third one. Hopefully he'll get it right this time. Yeah? But part of the third one, yeah? But if you're going to tell me that the whole reason he's repeating is only because he's got to say Ritzei on Shabbos for repeat. And he's got to say Yalav Yavu on Yom Tov, because he's got to repeat. Here, this fellow has done both. In his first one, he said Ritzei, he missed the Yalav Yavu, okay, bench again. His second one, he said Yalav Yavu, missed that Ritzei, doesn't matter, he said Ritzei in his first one. Because each time he's benched with Ritzei, he's benched with the Yalav Yavu, so he doesn't have to repeat it. Okay, so this Shaila is exactly, it's just a cute manifestation where he's chapter I'm both. This is the Shaila dependent upon this Machlech Soshen. So what's the Halacha Lamaisa? Halacha Lamaisa is just is that the Rosh Paskins in Brochus, it's a Machlechus Rishonim. It's a Machlechus, as we mentioned, Toisvus and the Chachmei prevents you. So now we have to, what do you do? Is the Rosh Paskins, that's the Tur Paskin, the Paskin Halacha, the Chumra, you have to daven again, but you should have to fill out the Dover by davening. So it means this person who forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh in Mincha, and now it's married, he's going to say, what should he do? He should daven Tashlumin, but you should have a Tfilas Nadova, which is much harder, so he has to concentrate, because it's a Sofik. So therefore, you should mechaven Tfilas Nadova and daven twice. Comes out, says Rav Shmuel Ozovsky, when you're talking about benching, the din of Yalav Yavo and the same benching is a drabonon. Now you've got a sophic what to do in a drabonon, so therefore you don't bench again. Halacha lemaisa is in the Gabbai Davini, one should daven the Mariv twice. The second Mariv you'll do will be a tfilas, you'll have a kavon and a tfilas and dova because of the sophic. When you come to that by davening, by Ritzei Yalav Yavo, our Shaila on Shabbos Yom Tov, you said Ritzei. The first one forgot the Yalav Yavo. Repeat the benching. He said the Yalav Yavo. Forgot Ritzei. Halacha lemaisa, you don't bench again. Okay? That's the Halacha lemaisa. So that is benegeah to Yalav Yavo. We're going to come back to another shayla about Rosh Chodesh soon, but that was benegeah to Yalav Yavo. So far. Now there's an interesting shayla. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we've also got to say, you've got to say Yalav Yavo in benching. However, we mentioned beforehand that you only repeat the Ritzei or the Yalav Yavo if it's a Sudas Chiyuv, which I have Chiyuv to do. Ritzei on Shabbos, if you miss it, you've got to repeat because you've got a Chiyuv Sud on Shabbos. Yalav Yavo, Yom Tov, miss it out, you've got to repeat because it's a Chiyuv Sudas Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh, such a Shaina Minna, Yassidus Rosh Chodesh, but it's not a Chiyuv. Yeah, it's not a chiyuv. So therefore, if you miss out Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to go back. Okay, halacha lemaisa poshut klo, you do not have to miss Yalav Yavo in benching. You don't have to repeat. Okay, so now Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Ritzei, so he has to repeat because he missed out Ritzei. Does he say? And he said Yalav Yavo. He said Yalav Yavo benched. He said he remembers Rosh Chodesh. He said Yalav Yavo, but he forgot. He forgot to say Ritzei. The halacha is, you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Good. So he's going to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Benching. He's going to repeat benching. He repeats his benching. Does he have to say the Yalav Yavo again or not?
Why not?
Oh, why not? So, you're right. The answer is, why not? I mean, that's not exactly right. The Magen Avraham says that every time you bench on Rosh Chodesh, you've got to say Yalav Yavo. So therefore, even though there's no chiyuv to say Yalav Yavo, he's benched once already. And he said Yalav Yavo, but he missed out Ritzei. So he missed out Ritzei on Shabbos, you've got to bench again. So he's benching a second time in order to get his Ritzei. Since he's benching, every time you bench on Rosh Chodesh, you've got to say Yalav Yavo. So therefore, there's no chiyuv bet, there's no chiyuv suda, he wouldn't have to repeat. But since he's anyway repeating, he's got to bench, you're benching on Rosh Chodesh.
Pardon?
If what? If you've got Ritzei.
Shabbos
Chodesh,
Shabbos Chodesh.
Right.
You have to repeat Ritzei if you get Ritzei. So you have to bench again.
Oh, so this look, that's where you're going to see it. There you're going to see it after me. Here's exactly where you're going to see it. I'm coming, yeah? Give me a second, trust me. No? Please. I'll tell you what the Mogen Avraham says. The Mogen Avraham says that in our Shah, I'll come to your Shah in a minute. If again, he forgot to, as I say, when he was benching, he forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Forgot Ritzei. He's got to repeat benching with the Yalav Yovel. Why? Because every benching you do on Rosh Chodesh requires a Yalav Yovel. So here goes, he's got to bench with the Yalav Yovel. Yeah, oh.
The bench was a benching, as I said before.
Oh, oh, this is what we're after. Is the Mishnah Berurah says, that originating the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. I think it's Siv Kotun. I think you'd give him. If I might know. Yeah, you'd give him. Is the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kotun Chof Ches, in Siman Kuf Sam Kuf Sam Kuf Pei Ches, Siv Kotun Chof Ches. He says that you've got to repeat. When you repeat your benching, you've got to say Yalav Yovel. Why? Because you haven't benched. Because you haven't benched. Because your first benching was Aaron Tzei, Hostishka benched. Yeah? The fret of Shmuel Ozovsky, he says, that Mechaira is a Machlikas, a Rishonim, exactly the same Machlikas we had before. According to the Chachmir Provencia, they say, a benching without Aaron Tzei on Shabbos is not a benching. A benching without Yalav Yovel is not a benching. A davening without a Yalav Yovel is not a davening. Oh, you pass, so you've got to repeat. If you, so you didn't bench, you possibly didn't bench. You might have been mumbling something, but you didn't bench. So of course, when you bench now, this is your benching. You haven't benched yet. Your first benching is it was garnished, because a benching without a Ritzei is not a benching. So therefore, according to the Chachmei Prevents, yeah, bench, I bench, can benching. Of course I've got to repeat when I bench my second benching, I've got to say Yalav Yovel, because I haven't benched. Of course I've got a bench. But according to Tosfos, who says, no, it was a benching. Just, it was a benching, just you haven't said Ritzei. So you're repeating just because I have to say Ritzei. Okay, so then who says you have to say Yalav Yovel again? Right? So it's a bit shreya. So that's why the Mogen Avraham came along and said, don't be a Ibbe Chacham and tell me, like Tosfos, you don't have to. Like Tosfos, who says that you're only benching because you need to say the Ritzei, not because you didn't bench, you benched. But you bench without Ritzei, you've got to repeat it in order to say Ritzei. That's why I'm benching again. I'm boshing benching a second time because I need to say Ritzei. Okay, Yalav Yovel, I said it already. I benched the first time with the Yalav Yovel. Actually, I don't need to repeat. Says the Mogen Avraham that since you're anyway benching, no, it's not a Yalav Yovel because every benching on Rosh Chodesh requires a Yalav Yovel. Yeah? So then you see your shayla will be exactly the same thing now. Let's come back. Your shayla was if it was going into Motzah Shabbos. Right, so that your second benching, you're not going to say Ritzei, are you? What happened? And missed out Ritzei in Shalosh Shudas. Okay, so it's probably whether Shalosh Shudas is a Shudas Chiyuv, I don't know. But let's say you missed out Ritzei you slept on your lunch for a long time, and it's now you're benching, and it's now just Korov Tanacht. Yeah, and now you forgot Ritzei and bench. Shalosh Shudas is a Shudas Chiyuv, I don't have to repeat, because you don't have a Chiyuv Suda to say Ritzei. But let's say it was the lunchtime Suda. Right? I don't know if you have to repeat because
you don't have to repeat. So do you have to Yalav Yovel if you forgot to say Yalav Yovel?
No, because no Chiyuv Suda of Rosh Chodesh. So what would be if it was Motzei Yom? It would only be Negeah if it was the second Suda that you forgot. You've got the lunchtime Suda, and now you've got to repeat the benching. Right? So now it'd be the same Shaida. Would I repeat the benching? I'm not going to say Ritzei anyway. Okay? Good. That's in the Shaida. Let's be clear where we're up to. The Mogen Avraham, again, Clark, the Mogen Avraham says if a person forgot Ritzei on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, says the Mogen Avraham, you've got to say Yalav Yovel in your second benching. Why? Because since anyway I'm benching, no, every benching requires a Yalav Yovel. Yeah? Mishnah Berurah said you haven't benched. Kasha is, that's dependent on our Machlokes Rishonim. Now, one last Shaila. Shabbos Chanukah, and he forgot Ritzei. But he remembered Al-Nissim. He remembered Al-Nissim. It's L'chayr, the same thing. Well, you bench again. You've got to say bench again. And now your second time, you say Al-Nissim. Second Mogen Avraham, he doesn't have to say Al-Nissim a second time. Oh, this is really getting difficult. What's the difference? I'm anyway repeating. Again, Shabbos Chanukah. And he forgot Ritzei. So he's got to repeat his benching.
If you would have done Al-Nissim.
One second.
No, don't repeat Al-Nissim.
The Motzah Shabbos is still Chanukah?
Well, let's say the Friday night. Let's keep it simple. Friday night, Shabbos Chanukah, he forgot, it was Shabbos, he forgot to say Ritzei. The halacha is, you get Ritzei, you've got to repeat the bench. And now, but he said, Al-Nissim. Does he have to repeat, when he repeats, has to repeat because he missed out on say, he's got to repeat. Whichever way you learn, either you learn because he didn't bench, or you learn because he's got to repeat in order to say the Ritzeh a second time. He's got to obey, he's got to say it again. And when he says it again, says the Mogen Avraham, that same Mogen Avraham, since he said Alanism the first time, he does not repeat Alanism. Is the Bashup Shah is because Alanism is not mamish part of the benching. Alanism is a din of Pesumanissa. And Pesumanissa he did. Okay? He did a Pesumanissa. He's got a Chi of Pesumanissa during benching, and he did the Pesumanissa during benching. He's done it. But the question is, Bishloim, according to Tosfos, his benching was a benching. Mr. Arad says, but repeat again, but his benching was a benching. You bench, you said Alanissim, Gzunte, you've done a Pesumanissa in a benching. But according to the Chachm Frevencia, who hold that if you bench without Ritzeh, is Nishkan benching. So the Chayra, all he's been doing, he might as well have been laning Brishis Borel Akivis Shemayim Vesa Oretz. He's not benched. So you're not benched, you see. If I say in the middle of my Suda, I'm eating my Suda Friday night, in the middle of the Suda, I say, I'll listen. It's garnished, right? Nice thing, sing a song. But it's not Alanissim. Alanissim has to be in benching. And so Bishleim, again, story was, he said, it was Shabbos Chanukah, Friday night Shabbos Chanukah. And he said, he said Alanissim in his benching, but he missed out Ritzeh. He forgot Ritzeh. So the halacha is, he's got to repeat. Says the Magen Avraham, since he said Alanissim, doesn't have to repeat Alanissim. What's the difference between that and Yalav Yovoy? Yeah? If you learn like Tosfos, very good, because he did bench, it was a benching. Problem was, he hadn't said Ritzeh, you repeat for Ritzeh. Actually, you can say there's a difference between Yalav Yovoy and Alanissim, because Yalav Yovoy is a din but the kul has koras me ena mu'ura. Mention what's going on in your every benching requires that. Mashaykin Alanissim is not a din every benching requires Alanissim. It's a din, Chazal Masakin, when you bench, you've got to say, if you're Yasuda, you've got to say, you do a Pesumanissa. I've done the Pesumanissa because it was within the framework of a benching. However, according to the Chachm Prevencia, Lechayri, you didn't bench. It was mumbo jumbo. Mumbo jumbo. Alanissim is garnished. It's like Alanissim in the middle of the Suda. What's the pshat? So I heard a pshat once from Rav Chaim Krashli. He said, a murdik pshat. Make a gudom. Before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch like this. Very interesting shayla. Three people eating a Suda on Shabbos together. No, a bench mezuman. A chiev mezuman. A chiev zimun. They benched Mezuman, and all three of them forgot Ritzeh. So they got to bench again. Right. Do you do Zimun again? Furish Alok and Shukhari don't do Zimun again. Now, 1 second. If I do Zimun over Mumbo Jumbo, is that a Zimun? You know, we'll stand in the middle of the Suda, we'll go, boy, stand in a benchin, and then we'll carry on with the chicken soup. Yeah? Is that a Zimun? Of course not. Garnished. Throw on a tailing. If you do a Zimun, and then don't bench, it's garnished. And then when you come to bench, you're going to have to make a Zimun. So what's the pshat? Again, if Bishleim, according to Tosfos, was a benching, it's a Zimun. But according to the Chachm Prevencia hold, it's not a benching. Not a benching. And do you know who the Makoyer of this Shitta is? The Makoyer of this Shitta, who says you don't have to repeat the Zimun, is a Kolboy. And the Kolboy Paskins like the Chachm Prevencia.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Chachmer Prevencia. The Rosh brings it, I don't know what it is, Rishonim, the Rosh brings it down in Brochus in the fourth period. The Rosh with the Chachmer Prevencia, who Paskin, if you missed out, there we're talking about, if you missed out the Yalav Yovoy on Mincha, you've got to repeat Kaznishka Shmanesra. So according to our rationale, if you miss out, again, if we miss out part of one of the Haskaras Men or missed out Ritzeh or Yalav Yovoy, it's not called a benching, not called a davening, you've got to repeat, right? So now we're stuck, why are you repeating? Because it's not a benching, yeah? It was Nagair, because if somebody forgot, our original Shaila forgot Ritzeh, forgot Yalav Yovoy on Mincha Rosh Chodesh, and he's not going to say Yalav Yovoy tonight when it's too late, nevertheless has to repeat. Why? Because it wasn't a Mincha. So by the same rationale, his benching wasn't a benching. So all these three people haven't benched. Why didn't have to repeat Zimun? And the Chachmei prevented that the Kolbe hold by that Shitta. So in that case, then why does he hold over here that it's called a Zim? Weiss do is a Chiddush. Weiss a Mordig a Chiddush. Even according to Chachmer Prevency, who said, when you bench on Shabbos without Ritzeh, or you bench on Yom Tov without a Yalav Yovoy, or you daven on Yom Tov without a Yalav Yovoy. So we said, you've got to repeat because you haven't davened, It's not a bracha levatol. Someone told me, I haven't checked it, I didn't find it, well, I did check, but I couldn't find it. Someone told me the new Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, brings down that you use some mayor brachas. You can use your shmesh, which didn't work, you can use it for mayor brachas. It's not a bracha levatol. It's a benching. Come to say that there's a new vot. Lom de Shavot, I would say. You know, I come to Yeshiva Shalom de Shavot. Say Lom de Shavot. There's two things, or three things. One side is that it's called a benching, just you need to say again for Yalav Yalav. That's tasteless. In the Chachma prevents it, we can make two stodim in that as well. Is the Pshat, it's Dvarim Batalim. It was a Brachal of Atala. You missed it. Oh no, of course, it was a benching. But it's not a benching which you're Yotza, you're Chiyuv with. Because Chazal Masakim, your Choyvas benching today, has to have a Yalav Yalav in it, or a Tse in it. If you missed it out, then you're not Yotza, you're Chiyuv benching. But that doesn't mean you didn't do a tefillah called benching. You did. It just didn't work for you. But it's still a benching. For Zimon, there's a Choyva to do Zimon on a benching. I did a Zimon on a benching. It wasn't a benching which was Yotza you de Chivosi, because your Choyvas benching has to be a benching with the Yalav Yalav. So if I didn't do it, I'm not Yotza benching. So he says, I'm even Yotze benching. You just have to repeat in order to say Yalav Yovah. I wasn't Yotze Yalav Yovah. So I've got three stages. It could be stage, we could have learned, it's Mamish HaBrocha Levatom. It garnished. If you bench without Yalav Yovah, it's Dvorim Potato, Mumbo Jumbo. That's one set you could learn. Or you could learn, no, it is a benching, just not a benching that you can be Yotze Yochil. Or you can learn more than that. It's even a benching, Tosfos. It's even a benching which you're Yotze Yochil with. Just, you've got a new chiyuv to say Yalav Yovah, bench again for the Yalav Yovah. Three different studies. Yeah? So, kum tois e bazoi, coming back to Alanisim, if a person benched on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he benched and he said, and he missed out what it said, is the way we've learned, it's a benching, it's a chefza of, we call a chefza of tefillah, it's a chefza of benching. It's not a benching that you yotzi de chivoso with. Not Yotze Yochiyuv because you didn't say Ritzei. But it's still a benching. You'd have been Yotze Zimun for Haskara, for the din of Ananissim, which is a halacha of Pesuah Nissa. I did a Pesuah Nissa in a benching. It's good enough. One last thing, we've got 2 minutes. We'll bring out the Shaila. Also, Rosh Chodesh Dikah Shaila. It's good to bring out Rosh Chodesh. A person forgot. He forgot to daven Shachris. Forgot to daven Shachris. Whatever reason. So he davened Mincha twice. Today, person did it. Everyone here is middle of the afternoon already for that. But he forgot to daven Shachris. And so he got to daven Mincha twice. Daven Mincha twice, finished Mincha, did the first one, he does a Tashlumin. And then he remembers that in my first Shmonesra, I missed out Yalav Yovah. My first Shmonesra. Now, the halacha in Hilchas Tashlumin is that you always do the first one is the mincha and the second one is the tashlumin. And that's ma'akir. You can't change it the way around, okay? If you mechav, you've got to. Zich if you mechav in the wrong way around. If you do tashlumin, halacha lemaisa, if you do tashlumin, yeah, you miss out shachlis, you've got to daven mincha twice, but it's mincha and then tashlumin. That's the seder. So now, I remembered after I did the tashlumin that my first Shmon Esra, I missed out Yalav Yovah. How many do I have to say twice? Say now. Do I have to do another two or another one? Well, pardon. It's Tashlumin said it. Yeah, the guy's a shmerel. We're not discussing the guy's. No. Okay, we're only sure halacha lemaisa is only one. Okay, but I'll tell you why. So lechayra, it will depend on the shayla. If my first Shmon Esra, which I daven mincha without a Yalav Yovah in Nishkin Shmon Esra, so my tashlumin is no good because it's tashlumin without a mincha. You can't do tashlumin without a mincha in front of it. So no, yeah, it doesn't work like that. Well, no, but you're mechavim for the first one. Mean second one you do to the mincha. I didn't do it for mincha. Doesn't work like that. Yeah, it would be nice if it does. Tosfos, it doesn't work. Yeah. So therefore, again, my first Shmon Esra would without a Yalav Yovah. So therefore, it's not a Shmon Esra. So therefore, lechayra, I'm going to have to repeat the twice, the double. Mashainkin, if you learn that my first Shmon Esra was a Shmon Esra without Yalav Yovah, it was a Shmon Esra. So my second was a mincha without Yalav Yovah. So my second one was a tashlumin. The halacha lemaisa, can I do one more? I know I'm over there. Can I have 1 minute or not? Yeah, 1 minute. The halacha lemaisa is the Mishabura Paskins, you do one. Do one for Tashlumin. Do it for the Mincha. Sorry, you've done your Tashlumin. Watch that. According to the Chachmah prevents you. My first one wasn't the Shemoneh Esrei at all. The answer is with our vote. Why? My first is the Pshat. Just a quick Hakdoma. Tashlumin. Why has it got to be that the Tashlumin is always the second one? The answer is because the Takon of Tashlumin is only when I'm doing a Tashlumin in a matzav of Tefillah. If I'm davening, then I can do Tashlumin. If I'm not davening, I can't do Tashlumin. So therefore, I've got to daven first for Mincha in order to do Tashlumin. Was my first one a davening or not a davening? Depends on how I vote, doesn't it? I wasn't Yotzechay, even according to Chachma Prevensi, we said it's not a Brochan of Atala. We said it was a benching. Zimun works on it. It was a benching. It's good enough to get to Moitzizayin, the din of Ananissim, for the halacha of Pesumanissa. Oh, but as I was saying over here, it's good enough, it's a benching, or it's a davening, it's called a Chetz of Tefillah. It was a Mincha. So I did a tashlumin after a mincha. That's good enough. I wasn't yotze my chayvas mincha. My chiyah mincha wasn't yotze. For tashlumin, I don't need that. I was yotze my chayvas mincha the first one. If my first manasseh was a tfilas mincha, then I could do tashlumin. Mele is a bazaar, yalocha lemaisa, even according to the Chachmah Prevensi, so 3 nafkiminas. According to the Chachmah Prevensi, you say, lechayra, if you miss out, it's not a benching. 3 nafkiminas. Nafkimina number one will be if, for zimun, it's called the Zimun. Nafkamina 2 will be the Gabbad Alocha of Aranissim. It's called a Pesuvanissa. Nafkamina 3 will be the Gabbad Tashlumin. It was called a Mincha, and therefore the Tashlumin that he does is the Halacha Lemaisa is if a person would forget Shachris today, would forget Yalav Yavoy, would miss out his Shachris when he davens Mincha. If his first one he missed out, Yalav Yavoy, Halacha Lemaisa is he doesn't only has to do one.
The creators
of
the three
people. Yes, it's
together.
Easy way.